life lovers, I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh my, do we ever. Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between. Hey, Diana, how are you?
Murph, great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's good to see you.
Your teeth look amazing.
Really?
You got great teeth. I don't know.
Thank you. You know who else has great teeth?
Oh, my. You know this lovely lady. Sitting to my left. Sitting to the listeners, right? Maybe? I don't know. She's a New York City-based stand-up comedian and writer. She writes for Glamour Magazine and MTV's Girl Code.
She's the creator of Blaria.com, the beloved blog where you can see the world through the eyes of a black Daria. She performs live all over town. Let's welcome Phoebe Robinson.
Phoebe.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
This music, oh my gosh, she wore lingerie. This music is
pretty
amazing.
Yeah,
pretty
I like it.
This is the French Horn Rebellion is the band that
yes,
put this track together
for us.
They
put all
of
our music together. We got really lucky.
Oh, that's nice.
It was my friend's ex-boyfriend, but we got it while they were still together, so.
Oh,
got it while it was hot.
Yeah. Good job. Good job on that.
I hope he doesn't come knocking.
Yeah.
Give me back my tunes.
So you're not wearing lingerie, but you are wearing earrings with Daria on them?
Daria and Jane.
I didn't see the Jane.
Yeah. I got them off of Etsy, and I was like, I really shouldn't be wasting my money on this stuff right now because I'm freelancing, but I was like, I need these, right?
Sometimes you have to just buy them.
Yeah.
Now, Etsy people make, so this is a one-of-a-kind thing, or they probably made a few pairs?
Yeah,
maybe?
And so I've never shopped on Etsy before. I was at a show, and another comic was like, oh, you know, they make Daria earrings. And I was like, okay, I am not going to prep for my set right now. I'm going to go on my phone and go to Etsy. So I, like, set up an account, and I bought them. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go on stage right now. Like, but that needed to happen in that moment.
Yeah. So. And you did a great set on Etsy, I believe, that night.
Yes, I crushed it. The Fallon Booker was there. And I was like, gold, gold.
we like to wine and dine our guests. We fancy ourselves a real
we're classy.
We fancy ourselves a classy podcast.
We've never actually dined anyone.
No, never food, just
we
wine.
Say wine
usually.
And dine.
So we asked Phoebe what her favorite beverage that floats her sex boat, and what did she say? Venti-sized Valencia orange refresher from Starbucks.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. We had never come across this, so we had to look it up online.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was.
For the listeners, Starbucks defines this as three varietals of orange combined with floral and fruity notes from orange peel, cardamom, and jasmine, apricot lightly caffeinated with green tea extract served over ice.
Mm.
That's hilarious.
That's a goddamn beverage.
I'm trying to get in shape because I've been with my boyfriend for like 3 years and I've like put on, I think like almost 30 pounds since we started dating.
Really?
Yeah.
10 pounds a year.
Yeah, so it's like not bad, but I was like, I want to, because I want to like be on camera more, so I'm like, I should just slim down just a little bit. So I'm like, I'm trying to cut back on my drinking and eating junk food. So I was like, I'll just get something from Starbucks. And as soon as I was writing, I was like, they're going to think I am such a loser.
No, this is
really good, actually.
Okay,
we've had stranger requests. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, but we've definitely had some strange beverage requests.
Okay, good.
So you have to, slimming down for camera is terrible, too. I've just lost some weight recently, a little bit. Not even necessarily on purpose. I think it was just not eating as poorly as
first got together, we got really fat.
Instantly.
All we did was eat ice cream and then like fuck and then pass out.
Yeah, it's
out.
Great. You're like, there's Netflix. There's
it's
like
everything you have ever wanted.
Yeah.
Why leave the couch/bed?
But then your clothes don't fit and audition people are like, you don't look like your headshot.
Yeah, and it was like I would go into auditions and I would have like my weight for when John and I just started dating. And I'm like, let me add 20 pounds to that, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And it was like, what size are your pants? I'm like, I don't know what size they are now. So I'm like trying to get a happy medium.
That
so.
Sucks. I think as as a dude, I don't have to worry about that as much.
Yeah, you're great. Yeah.
The fatter, the funnier, I always
say. The fatter,
right?
The funnier, yeah. And I think, the problem I think with ladies is the in-between. It's like they're looking for mostly just waifs that are unhealthy looking, unfortunately, or it's, you know, very large. So I think the in between is is a problem area.
The everyone.
Yeah, when you look normal, they're like, what is this?
Yeah,
is weird.
When you look like an actual human being, yeah. Like, we can't possibly cast you in anything.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, we said 40-year-old mom of three, but we actually want like a 20-year-old emaciated,
yeah,
like made up,
yes,
to be on TV. Well, this drink has it all, though. It's caffeinated. It's venti, which is big as all hell.
Yeah, it's a little,
it's refreshing.
It's a little too big, but it's so,
I like it.
It wakes you up.
A Tang, not Tang, but like some sort of Tang mix.
I mean, it's basically Tang, but it's like, it's a bougie version.
Bougie Tang.
Bougie Tang.
I've been waiting for bougie Tang because I have to hide my Tang consumption in public.
Oh, my. Well, let's discuss. Let's slide on over to sexy science. Oh, Ben, killing it. I love it.
Sexy science, as you listeners know, is we rip from the headlines anything scientific or mental health related to sex and relationships.
We love sex. We love
put
science.
Put in our two cents. Yeah.
Let's combine.
So this week we have bloodhounds. They're obsessed with period sex. It comes to us from New York Magazine, and this is all about guys who are really into period sex.
Mm-mm.
One thing I found interesting, this isn't just about... Sex. It's about going down on a
yeah, cunnilingus. Yeah,
no, I can't. I can't.
You're not feeling that.
Phoebe says no.
It's pretty funny because they like likened the connoisseurs as people who would maybe, you know, like fine wine and weird food and oysters and kind of that like
raw meats.
Like it's an acquired, developed taste that some of these men have.
Mm. So it's like if you're on Top Chef, you're probably a bloodhound.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Everyone on Top
yeah,
Chef.
Yeah. Everyone.
A bloodhound.
Padma probably the most.
Yep.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's flexible, so
yeah.
She can self-serve.
Bend over backwards. The self-serve.
That sweet marinara.
She waits till that time of the month to self-serve.
But I don't understand because I'm so anti that. Like I won't even if it's like towards the end.
Oh,
I
yeah.
tell my boyfriend like we have to wait till all systems are clear, empty. And he's like, we could just. A little bit and put a towel down. I'm like, no.
Putting a towel down just feels so shameful.
Right?
Yeah, it kind of does. It's yeah. like, yeah. And then there's just very clear evidence of what is taking place. It kind of seems like you're cleaning up a
it's like
crime
in, it's
scene
Circle
at the end of
Friends.
The movie, really.
Did you guys remember that?
Which one?
So, I think it was Circle of Friends, that Irish movie. Minnie
oh,
Driver.
With Minnie Driver, yeah,
she
yeah.
She puts a towel down, and she's like, it's my first time, you see. And I remember being like, oh, something about it was just, like, gross.
Yeah, it's like, I just wait, just give me 2 days, and I'll be fresh. Because I just feel like it just has, like, a weird scent,
well,
and I'm already hypersensitive. I think all women
oh, yeah,
are
there's
hypersensitive.
Definitely
yeah,
a
yeah.
scent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't...
I mean, it's like blood. It's like old meat.
Also,
yeah.
was it?
It's
a lot
it's
like
a
old
rare
meat.
Steak.
Yeah, but I think intercourse I'm always fine with because I mean, if it's just getting blood on my penis, that's completely fine. I think the cunnilingus part of it to me, I would need to, to go in for a full on. I don't know. I don't know if even if the everyone is comfortable with it. Obviously, if the lady does not want. That to happen at that time, but I feel like the
that happened at that time.
Yeah, I'm just kind of picturing.
Well, the women here, they're saying that the women are actually saying that they have a heightened libido during that period, which isn't for everyone, but it's apparently semi-common. And
that's
they're also
true, yeah.
saying that they're more sensitive. So they were like, oh, I was not into it, and then we did it, and it was amazing, which kind of makes it like these bloodhounds have to find their... sister wives who are like the people who want this, you know, and partner up together.
Is that what the Bloodhound Gang? Is that what that means? That terrible
ooh.
Band?
Maybe.
You
ooh,
and me,
she,
baby.
They pulled one.
Yeah.
So let's go down on each other while we're menstruating. Getting horny now.
Getting horny now.
Terry Richardson's a big into this, I remember, which kind of sucks.
Because
he's just
he's
a legendary
disgusting.
Scumbum.
He
yeah.
wanted a model he was shooting to make tea with her tampon.
Oh, I think I read that on Jezebel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also like, ugh, I can't.
Is he even into it, though? That's the other thing. I think sometimes you get
at that point, it's just drinking blood. It's not even like, you're not.
Yeah, you're a vampire.
Yeah.
Terry Richardson's
you're
a goddamn vampire.
You're not like having sex with someone.
Yeah.
You're just drinking their blood.
Mm.
So, I don't know. One thing a doctor said in this New York Magazine article is to make sure you use protection because your cervix is really wide open. during your period so that your uterus can flush out.
Okay,
so
you know what?
Bacteria can get in there. So be careful, listeners.
Seems like nature's saying no.
Yeah, I don't want to lose
this is not the time
my
for this.
Ute. I don't want to lose my ute. That is crazy.
Oh, you need the ute.
You need the ute.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Ugh.
Hold on to your utes.
Hold on to your utes, guys.
As we field some listener questions and a little something called listener love.
Ooh.
Listener mailbag.
I love
people
that.
Who listen to this show tweet at us or email us or sometimes just grab us on the train and say,
hey, you're Murph from Menage a Trois Radio.
It happens all the time. They're like, I recognize your voice when you're speaking. And then they ask us questions. So we try to do the best we can to give them advice. Dive in on any of these, Phoebe.
So let us know what you think. Our first question comes to us from Lucas Thinks, at Lucas Thinks, via our Twitter, which is Menage Radio. Hi, Murph and Diana. I have an important query for you. I'm a Japanese man in love with a Colombian woman. I tried to tell my traditional parents who still live in Tokyo, and they completely lost it on me. I want to live my life with a woman I love and maintain a relationship with my family. Please tell me what to do. Lucas.
They're in Tokyo. They're not even here.
So you think maybe he shouldn't be honest in this situation?
Or it's like, who cares? It's like, you guys are so far away. Who cares? I'm like, not gonna like have sex with the person I want to have sex with, because like thousands of miles away, you have a problem with it? No.
Yeah, the distance is great enough that you just got to go
true.
For it.
Yeah,
and not
just
sweat
do
it.
You.
But what if they wanted to get married and there was the culture issue? Like, I think he's saying his parents are like old school.
Oh, they're old school and traditional parents in Tokyo. Japanese and Colombian.
I think you still.
I want to be at that wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if they're... That's always a hard thing, because I feel like you want to call people out for being ignorant or being close-minded, but when it's family,
yeah,
it's
I always want to say, just say, this is who I am, accept me. But then if they come back and say, that would mean I was disowned, then it's like...
Right.
Where do you take it from there?
I think love rules out in this case. You know, it's rare to find a person that's, like, right for you. So when you have that happen, like... Even if your family's not into it, it's like, whatever, I just...
It's hard enough.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You don't want to end up with someone just to make your parents happy, and then you're miserable the whole time. You know?
So, Lucas, live your life.
Do it, Lucas. This one comes to us. This was an email. We were emailed at menageatois.radio@gmail.com. This is from Tanner in New York. Oh, I hate the name Tanner, so I'm judging this person already.
I was just going to say I like the name Tanner.
Yeah, it's Stephanie Tanner.
You like Tanner? Wow, it's a last name.
You go for Stephanie of all the Tanners.
Yeah.
Are you a middle child?
No, I'm the baby, but I don't know. I like Stephanie. She doesn't get enough love.
I know.
Oh, yeah, that's why she's meth addict.
I think she... Well, because she started to, as she aged, she became less relevant, and Michelle was the focus. Because when the show first started, everyone loves the baby, but Stephanie was awesome as, what was she, six?
Yeah.
5, 6 years old?
She never did it for me.
What? She had the high ponytail and the overalls?
Did she? I don't even remember seeing her on that show.
Who are you? Were you a DJ fan?
I'm DJ.
DJ.
I like DJ.
Yeah, I love DJ.
Yeah.
She was just old and cool.
She was cool. Yeah,
she had like big puffy coats.
Yeah.
Let's see what Tanner has to say.
I'm a Jesse and the Rippers guy all the way. All right, so...
Jesse's not a Tanner.
While I was... No, but he refused to leave. He had children of his own, and he still stayed in the attic of the household.
Yeah, that's so...
Wouldn't move out.
I would not marry you. I'm like, let's get above ground.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why are we having sex right there in the attic? So let's get...
Let's get
down.
Below.
Below
let's
ground.
Let's stop being
level.
Let's get our own house.
They had to have had that. Rebecca had to bring up once, at least, to Jesse. They never showed it, but she had to bring up at least one time. You moved in to help your brother-in-law raise the kids, because his wife, your sister, died in a car accident. Totally makes sense. Three dudes move in. You help raise a house full
of
kids.
This is the origin story.
But then... the kids are grown now. They're fine on their own. They don't even need a babysitter. They were at the age at the end. And then we've had
Michelle
twins.
Michelle needed a babysitter.
Not towards the end of the series. She was old enough.
Yeah, she can handle it.
She was fine.
Yeah.
I would have left her home alone. But then they have twins and they still live there. And then Joey, the sad sack in the basement with no twins and no wife.
I mean, what was his... Was he asexual? What was with that?
I think he tried, but...
No, he would go out with, like, wacky women and just, like... I think he probably died alone.
Yeah.
He definitely
did. We didn't see
did.
How that played out. But
we actually looked for his ghost when we went to San Francisco. The house, the exterior of the house. We looked through the window and we saw his... ghost haunting the basement of the house.
Oh, so sad.
Dave Coulier.
Ooh. All right. So, Tanner, while I was dog-sitting in Harlem, I met Pete. He's the coolest, hottest dude, and we have a ton in common. The issue is that I may have let him believe I live in Harlem and that I have a dog. In reality, I am dogless, and I live on the Lower East Side.
Dogless. For shame.
I have been going up there 3 times a week, trying to run into Pete and seeing him rarely. How the hell do I fix this? It's hard enough to meet a man who isn't a piece of garbage. Damn.
Just give him your cell number and just make a date. You don't have to do this, like, accidental bump. This isn't like an Anne Hathaway movie. Just,
also,
you know?
Tanner, stop trying to make it an Anne Hathaway
movie. Yeah.
It's New York. Say you moved and your dog died.
Yeah, like, done. Think you're going to get laid like that. Like,
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
The pity. dog dying is a great move. And there's no way, even if they see the actual dog owner, incredible move. The only move, really, because they see the owner bring that dog. It's hard to know a dog. I've owned dogs that I've still...
I
can see another
dog
that looked identical and not really, maybe no.
I never forget a dog.
Never forget a dog?
No. Mm. As long as this dog isn't, like, one-eyed or three-legged or anything.
It would be hard to call it out. It'd be hard to walk over and be like, is that Tanner's dog that she told me it died?
Or you know what you could do? You'd be like, oh, this is my parents' dog. I just had the dog for the weekend, back with the parents, put it in my butt. Is Tanner a guy or a girl? I just assumed it was a guy
Tanner,
from the name.
I'm thinking DJ.
Mm.
DJ
wait, yeah, it doesn't say, I guess.
Well, either way, if you're a guy or a girl, put it in my butt.
Go
sure.
for the butt.
Go for the butt. See what happens.
Go for the butt is the advice.
That's the advice for that.
And our final question comes to us from Karen in Chicago. She sent us a message on our website, which is menageatoiradio.com. Karen asks, is dendrophilia real? I think I may have it.
Wait, what is that?
Is that trees?
I think that's tree fucking.
Oh.
Trees, dendrophilia, yeah. So you're turned on by trees.
Is it real?
So she, does she...
I think she wants to fuck trees.
Well, it is real, is the answer to the first question. It's definitely a real thing.
Right.
But wouldn't that hurt to put a branch?
Oh,
could
well, Evil Dead. Evil Dead suggests that it would hurt to put a branch if we've all seen that picture.
But that's rape. That wasn't consensual.
That was forcible. Yeah. That was not consensual tree sex.
If you're, you know, got some lube and you're like, hey.
I got a branch. I got some lube.
Don't do it, Karen.
Yeah, what are the logistics?
Just do whatever you want, but be careful.
Yeah, that's, eesh.
Well, we also get into the tree can't consent. So now I think we get into an interesting, we've talked about this, I think, on the program before,
being.
The animals.
You're raping nature.
You are raping nature.
That's not.
I think it is a sentient animal.
It's not sentient.
It's a plant. I mean, if we want to get into the biological terms, is it a plant? Is it an animal? I don't know.
No, but trees don't have, like, emotions.
Do we know?
We know.
But they could. And trees live, like, forever. So it's going to have this memory forever of some chick named Karen.
Just, they have memories?
Right?
I don't know. Like, if you cut it down and saw the rings of the tree, would there be, like, a mar? Where, like, the tree? Like, this tree had a rough childhood.
Also, a worm and a slug don't have memories or emotions, so you just have your way with them without their consent.
Oof. No one's trying to fuck a worm.
No,
that's true. I'd fuck a tree before I'd fuck a worm. Sorry, worms.
I think if she just like kind of like keeps her jeans on and rubs up against something until she comes, it's like probably not that big of a deal.
Yeah, also
am I the only one that does that?
As long as it's on, either it's not on public property or if it's on your property, plant a tree. No, then it's weird if you raise the tree and then fuck the tree. That's
another
strange
thing.
Well,
people raise animals and then eat them.
Yeah.
And no one's like, that's weird. So I feel like if you're going to put in the time to like dig a hole, plant it, you get to fuck.
But
you can
have to
eat
wait.
That tree, do whatever the fuck you want to that tree.
But you have to wait for, if you like plant a sapling and you fucked it would just die. I think you have to wait till it's like a big tree.
Yeah. This is the end game. This is like the long term.
It is.
So you like have relationships, but you always got your eye on the tree in the backyard. You're like, fuck
someday
you.
You're gonna be old enough for me to fuck you.
Let's go lean against this tree and make out.
What?
And you're whoever you're with is like, wait, that's not me, that's the tree. I'm making a hand gesture.
Menage a tree, I thought of, and then I wanted to rip my own eyeballs out.
Menage a tree.
No, I love menage a tree.
Menage a tree.
Like yeah.
Now, I'm also reminded of. Do you remember the movie, the animated movie, The Last Unicorn?
No.
Did anyone see those?
Fuck
Ben,
yeah,
do you know
Mia
this?
Farrow.
No, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, Mia Farrow voiced the unicorn.
Oh, so good.
And there's
a lot of good people are in that.
There's a America did the soundtrack, but there's a scene in there where the wizard is tied to a tree. So he's captured. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think he was captured or something, but he's tied to a tree, and he's a terrible wizard. So he tries to cast a spell to get out of it, and he ends up turning the tree into a buxom older woman.
Oh.
So there's two knots on the tree that turn into breasts. I remember this from being young, which I don't know if this is where the dendrophilia comes from. I was turned on. I was aroused by it. I wasn't exactly sure why or what was going on, but that's also an anthropomorphic tree, not just a regular tree. This was a busty woman with a very sensual voice.
Would you fuck that tree, Murph?
I would fuck that tree, yes. Would you fuck
that
tree?
Wow, does that change your relationship at all?
No. I mean, we're already married. I'm trapped.
You can't get out. I'm fucking trees. What if you caught your partner fucking a tree? Would you be angry?
That's a deal breaker.
That is?
Yeah.
Not even from a cheating standpoint, but more just why are you fucking a tree?
Yeah, it's like I'm over here.
For me,
right,
it's like
right.
I don't know you at all.
Yeah.
It's not actually like fucking a tree is probably pretty low on the terrible things you could find out someone's doing.
Yeah.
But I'd just be like, oh, if I have never known you to do this, then our whole life is a lie. Is there anything you want to tell me?
I think that's fair. No, I've never fucked a tree. I made a strange makeshift vagina once when I was very young.
Out of what?
Out of a plastic baggie, a sandwich baggie with Vaseline in it. Inside of a tube sock, and then I put the tube sock between two couch cushions.
Are you serious?
Oh,
how do I not
shit.
Know about this?
That's
I've
amazing.
Never told you this. It was just a makeshift
That's
vagina.
That's like really creative.
And then I went down on my knees, and I just I guess I fucked a couch essentially, but I made the couch.
Wow. So you just how old were you when you did this?
13.
And so you just were like, you just automatically knew I gotta make a vagina right now.
Yeah, I felt like I was feeling inspired to be creative, I guess. And the hand gets, once you start to fool around with that after a little while, I guess young adolescent dudes. Ben, have you fucked any strange things?
I get it. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I would say another effective thing to do is put in the microwave for just a little bit.
Okay. Warm it up.
Warm it up.
Teen boys should be inventors. Screw Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Like a 13-year-old boy could create the greatest technology because he's so fucking horny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I were a mom and I opened the microwave and found that, I don't know what I'd do.
Putting popcorn in for family movie night, and then there's just a used makeshift vagina in there.
Yeah.
But I think parents have to know that their sons are just fucking their entire house.
Yes.
And they're just like, I'm just going to pretend like it's not happening,
That's
right?
True with
you just
boys.
Have to accept it.
They're just fucking your entire
There's going to be seed everywhere. It's going to be just a terrible teenage musk in the house at all times.
So did you throw the bag out once you were done?
Yes, I didn't reuse it.
Good.
Yeah, no, I wasn't reusable. But they also make the fleshlights and things. So these are, I think the guys who were ambitious enough from teenagers who were making these. I wish I had done that. And I don't know if I want to be the guy who invented the fleshlight, I guess. But you could also just keep that out of public and just
no
your
one
checks,
would know. You could just make a fake name.
Yeah.
You know?
So if I put that into a hole in a tree and you fucked it, you'd be kind of fucking the tree.
Kind of.
I think Karen should just do what she wants.
Yeah. Just make sure you get consent.
Can we come around on this one?
Yeah.
Make sure the great red oak.
You're right.
Woo!
Live your life, girl.
Live it. Well, we've answered these questions somewhat, hopefully. And now we have some questions for our guest, Phoebe Robinson.
Let's slide on over to six sections. These are six rapid-fire sex questions. Answer as quickly as you can.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yes.
Number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000.
Phoebe,
sorry.
What's the sexiest animal?
Oh, God, a jaguar.
Hmm.
Phoebe, who is your number one celebrity crush?
Aegis Elba right now.
Ooh, what's the best song to have sex to?
Oh, God. Al Green? Whatever he sings. Great.
And finally, what is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Back hair, because my boyfriend has back hair. So I love it, babe.
This has been Six Sections with Phoebe Robinson. A few follow-ups there.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguar.
Yes.
Very sexy.
Right?
Cat.
It might be the sexiest of the big cats.
Is it the speed?
Yeah, it's the speed, and it's also like whenever you see, I also think of the car commercials, they always look like sleek and sexy, and there's some like actor like doing the voiceover. He's got like a nice voice, so I'm like, yeah, I'd be down.
Wait, did you say bed or backseat?
Backseat of a
jet? Hot tub?
Backseat.
Question.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember what
did
you
we
just
ask
said.
That?
I don't think, what was the question?
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
I think bed.
Oh, bed. So you can't go backseat in the Jaguar.
No, with a Jaguar. I just pictured a Jaguar in a Jaguar, and I got really turned on. Jaguars are—they're the third. Were they the ones that the elusive Jaguar when we were in Costa Rica? They're like the third biggest cat, and they have the craziest kill.
Yeah,
they kill by not biting in the throat. But they kill by, they have really big fangs, the biggest fangs, and they,
Talons.
The skull, into the brain.
It's like claws, not
fangs.
Oh,
shit.
Not fangs, claws, right?
No, no, they're two teeth, they're two fangs. They bite into, they don't, because lions and tigers go for throat.
Right.
They go for the victim's skull, and they pierce the skull and go right to the brain, and then they just...
I think I would prefer that way to die.
I think so,
because you feel like your throat being ripped apart, but if you, like, just go straight to the brain, I'm out in, like, 3 seconds.
You're done,
It's like a lobotomy. I don't even know what happened.
That actually would be... Jaguar slaughter would be amazing.
Yeah.
A coolest way to
die. That should be on the table for... I don't, what,
for
I don't know.
Cons?
For executions? I don't
for,
know.
Yeah. If I want to be euthanized... Don't put some shit in my veins. Just throw me into the Serengeti or wherever Jaguars hang out. Done.
Make me lunch.
Yep.
I wonder if there's a budget for that. I mean, they keep people alive for like 40 years in prison.
Yeah.
If you were like, just import one Jaguar.
Done.
Or a one-way ticket to the Serengeti. I mean, that's probably cheaper than prison for 40 years.
Absolutely. We're changing the entire judicial system right now. Is anyone listening to this? Great ideas?
Yeah, we're going to float this. We'll float this to the fat cats at Washington.
Okay, good.
Like, yo, Jaguars. Also, back hair. I have back hair, so I appreciated that.
I like that because someone you love has it, it has now become like a front runner for a characteristic.
Most characteristic,
yeah.
I think that's also true, though, because I think there are a lot of things that maybe that you were never not turned on by, but just never considered, and then you start to get intimate with someone. And
like,
you're
now
like,
you love, like, small boobs and love handles. Yeah.
I hope the mics picked up that high five.
We just high-fived everyone.
We high-fived on that one.
All right. Those were great Six Sections. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you.
Moving right
on. I was kind of stressed because it's so rapid fire.
I know, and
try to stress you
the
out.
The bumblebee music in the back really gets the tension up.
Yeah. Now, just real quick, I know the Aegis Elba thing is kind of cliche, but did you
so
guys?
Which one?
As like the sexiest celeb, the black guy from The Wire.
Oh yeah.
But what was that thing in his pocket? That was
his wiener.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, that's a microphone wire," and I'm like. Microphone wires aren't big, bro.
No.
Yeah. Like, that's your dick, right?
Yeah,
that's definitely your dick.
Like, small part of a wire. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, all right, I knew he was lying.
Yeah.
He's definitely lying. Did you see it? He's in a movie right now that's out.
Yeah,
theaters,
No Good Deed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so is, who's playing opposite him?
Taraji.
I love her. Taraji,
yeah.
She's great. She's really great.
Are we going to see it?
We will check it out as long as his dick and not a microphone cord is visible. I don't want to see any microphone. I'm not going to pay $10.50 to go see microphone cords.
No, I can see that for free. All right, let's slip
on
over.
Handsome.
Let's slip on over to our PC spotlight. That is our power couple of the week. You know her, world famous multi Grammy award winning performer and melodic siren.
And you know her. No, you don't. We're talking Beyonce.
And her surrogate.
So this is a real power couple made in
this
heaven.
This is controversial.
Yes. So what do you think of the surrogate?
I don't know why in general, people are so weird about being open that they have a surrogate. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I'm just like...
Yes. So you think she has one and lied?
Yeah. Didn't you see that video when she had that interview and she sat down and her belly just totally deflated?
Imploded.
But she
disappeared.
Yeah.
And the for all of us who watched the... what the hell's the documentary that we watched on her?
Oh, I
on
forget.
HBO. Whatever
it was.
Yeah,
and she had the miscarriage.
Yeah. And also the videos, she has very private footage, except for times where she's actually just pregnant. She never really showed
her
belly.
There was only one out-of-focus, like, artsy shot that I think I saw in Shutterstock as well. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, so I'm I would use a surrogate if I couldn't get pregnant.
But you
Why
think
not?
She should just be honest?
Yeah, because I think the more people are honest and open about stuff, the more it makes it normal. So then it's not like weird that you have. It's just like, I'm having trouble. This person's going to be able to help me out and help me become a mom. That's
or
awesome.
Like, I'm a performer and my body is my, you know, is my money maker. I can't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, just because I can't.
Whatever
get all,
your
like,
reasons are, I think you just need to take the wind out of that sail of, like, the gotcha people who are writing about it, because it would just be less to write about. If someone's like, this is the deal, this is what I'm doing, then there's really no story. But I think this constant speculation, because now she was supposed to be pregnant again, but she's not pregnant. I don't know. I haven't checked recently, but I remember hearing that she was. Or that Jay-Z mentioned she was pregnant at a concert or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a telephone game. Someone whispered in my ear something about Jay-Z, and then it went out the other end.
They may purposefully create controversy, though, to keep themselves, like, popular. I think that's a great power move, because I remember they, like, said they were maybe splitting up, and then their tour sold out because people thought it was maybe the last time they could see them together, you know? And then even all that, like, Solange and the elevator stuff, like, you want people talking about you, even if it seems negative, because it means that you're, like, of the moment.
Especially when you're at that level. I think starting out negative could... It's when you. Yeah, but it's when you build up enough of an image and you're that fucking famous that you can just... Any people talking about you at all is definitely good. Just bring the surrogate out. I'm sure you're taking care of her financially, but let's meet her.
Well,
we
want to
meet the surrogate.
Yeah.
You live in fear of being exposed constantly when you have a lie that big going.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not a lie and she was pregnant, but then why did her stomach implode?
Yeah, stomachs don't do that.
No, that's not the way a stomach looks.
No.
That's a pillow.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but I know stomach.
I've seen a stomach or two, and I've seen a throw pillow, and I know the difference. I guess if they're lizard people, too, that's the other one that...
Oh, right.
Or Illuminati,
at least.
What are
lizard people? What are those?
Lizard people are just,
they
like, the most powerful.
Us.
Yeah. They take human form, but they...
Oh, this is fake.
Dick Cheney. Well, some people think it's fake. Lizard people want you to
They're not proof. There's no hardcore evidence,
so they're just lizards who, like, walk around.
Yes,
I've
and
never
they're calling
seen
all
that.
The shots.
Yeah, they're like anthropomorphic lizards.
They're producing this podcast. Ben is a lizard person.
Ben?
I'm part of the reptilian elite, so.
OMG.
Sorry. He's also, yes, he's at the elite reptilian. He's not even at the bottom of the lizard people.
Right at the
he's
top.
One of the big guns.
We wanted a big gun producing this podcast.
Well, you got it.
So I think that power couple needs to come to the light, because half of that power couple is hiding.
Come out. Come out. Wherever
here,
you are.
Here, lizard.
Well, I'll tell you what else we like to do. This is a really fun thing we like to do. Are you familiar with OkCupid?
Yes.
The dating website. Most people have at least heard of it.
I was on it for like half a second.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have an ongoing thing with OkCupid, but we won't discuss it on
No, I want to hear that.
All right.
What's the deal?
Some of our listeners have already heard this. I am still on OkCupid. Because Murph lost his password and could never log in to delete his account. And so I was like, if people are going to be seeing your face popping up and think that you're, like, perving on OkCupid when we're happily married, then I am not leaving OkCupid.
Okay.
So my now we're account, both on. But I haven't logged on in 3 years.
Yeah. Well, neither have I, which also people see. Doesn't it say when the last time you logged on? I think it says it on there. Maybe not. I don't know. But I have no password for this. So I definitely can't.
But couldn't you call and
call
OkCupid?
I tried. OkCupids is harder to get contact than Google, I think.
Wow.
Really? It's hard to actually get in contact with Google.
But can't you just be like, forgot password and then...
Here's what it was. I set up an email specifically for the OKCupid because I didn't want my regular email to be flooded with OKCupid bullshit. Because
so you knew you were going to just get tons of bougie tang. Oh, I was expecting
so much bougie tang on OKCupid. So, yeah, I set up a specific email for that and then forgot that password. So it's just a real rough situation. Okay.
All right.
And when we were both single and taking comedy classes together, OKCupid said people you might like, and I clicked on one, and it was Murph. And he said he made less than $5,000 a year and was into sexual asphyxia. That was like his profile.
I was on a run for a while with some autoerotic asphyxia. Nothing too intense.
Autoerotic, though. So you were doing it to yourself.
Oh, I did. I did both. I guess I did both.
Isn't that dangerous?
Much more dangerous by yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah, David Carradine died.
And Michael Hutchins from In Excess. Which this always brought up too, and I have a deal with my closest friends, and I actually would love to make this with you right now too. Which I don't do this anymore, but if I ever decided to jazz off with the belt, I think the idea is because people pull up the pants. There's been a lot of instances of people were embarrassed, so they'd rather just say this person committed suicide rather than doing this. So for, I think, there was a run in the 80s of people who, when it was very popular, I think around the Michael Hutchins time, where people were pulling the pants up before calling the paramedics, which is a strange move. So I would say don't do that is anyway my deal.
I thought your deal was going to be like, I'm going to tell you when I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So come in the room and check on me 30 seconds.
That's
in.
What I thought too.
Yeah.
And I was like, you had that with your friends in high school? Like, whoa. That's advanced.
OKCupid.
But I think the point of that is that even if someone has a weird profile, maybe they're still great.
So you saw that and you were like,
by his profile, I would have been like, maybe for a week or two.
Yeah.
And then once it's lured in, OKCupid knew. They knew what they were doing.
Wait, so when did you get into jazzing off that way, as you like to call it?
Yeah, it wasn't until I was out of high school. It happened once during sex where someone was very rough. I wasn't particularly. No, that's the thing. That's why the autoerotic thing came in. Because
Were you choking yourself when you fucked the couch?
No. 13, I was still trying to figure out those couch cushions. I didn't want to introduce a belt into the equation. When I was older, there was a one, but I didn't like the rough sex of like shouting at and like slapping or biting or like that kind of stuff, not as much. It's just the actual, which I think. Anyone. Here I go.
That was Murph getting a boner. That plays
my boner
every
soundtrack.
Time. It's gonna happen sometimes during these episodes. I'm sorry, guys.
Dude, I get hot and bothered enough. I think anyone would be into the idea of when oxygen is taken from your brain, like the balance of orgasm with. That
it's
is an
euphoric.
Interesting sensation. It's just, I think it becomes where if you go through a long enough stretch of masturbating and not getting laid as well, you start to, like, this is really fucking boring. Let me see how I can do something else to spice it up a little bit. At least that was my experience. So OKCupid and Virtual Sugar is a segment that we like to do. So what we do is we take a real OKCupid profile. So we know a little bit about you.
Yes.
We don't know everything about you, but we know a little bit. So we've taken what we do know about you, and we decided to make a match.
We found you the perfect guy. So you're in a relationship.
Yeah, you're in a relationship, but let's just, for the sake of this, let's just say you're single.
Okay, I'm excited.
And so this is a real OKCupid profile, and this gentleman's name is Paint by Number, 29, male, Brooklyn. And the location of the date is a Cavaliers game at Barclays Center. So it's the Cavs-Nets.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're going to improvise a little date here.
Yes.
Murph's going to play the date, and I'm going to play like anyone else in the hot date.
Okay, cool.
All right, so date begins now.
Oh, hey, Phoebe, hi. I got the tickets already.
Thanks. I'm so excited. I haven't seen LeBron James in forever, so
this is
really cool.
It's really great to have him back, you know, to have him back with the Cavs.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I know a guy who runs the restrooms on the third floor. He might be able to get you a handshake or something with LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, I could probably set that up.
Oh, can we make sure that's gonna definitely happen though?
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about it. Yeah, yeah. So it's really cold tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of chilly. I probably should have not worn such short shorts, but
got real short shorts on. But you know what? It's Barclays, baby. You know what I mean?
You gotta go ham.
Hey, Jack.
Oh.
Hey, dude.
Oh, Lester. What's going on?
Not much, man.
This is my guy.
I'm first floor now. They promoted me.
Oh, you're on the first floor.
Yeah, it's like the nicest bathrooms.
Oh, shit.
How's it going?
Wow.
It's great. This is Phoebe.
Hey, Phoebe.
So kind of like my girlfriend.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
It's date one.
Yeah. So that was really soon. But
sorry.
Sure.
Oh, you haven't dated anyone since your wife died.
Hush, Lester, hush.
How did your wife die?
Oh, it's crazy. She exploded.
She blew up.
Oh. Some faulty wiring, right? What were you working on the house?
I was working on your wife. I was repairing microwaves for a while.
Okay.
Kind of a freelance situation, so there was no insurance involved in anything, and I don't know. I was a little above my... I bit off more than I could chew with some of these microwaves.
Okay, but you don't do that anymore, because I don't want to die.
No, so. No, definitely not.
Are you guys getting married?
Oh. Let's see how this date goes and if we meet LeBron, but I'd be open.
Wait, if we meet LeBron, you'll marry me?
You know, why not?
Lester.
Oh, right. Okay.
Were you bullshitting me, man?
LeBron?
Yeah.
No, dude. We're like friends.
He's back
in
Cleveland. And now here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I saw him earlier. I saw him earlier. I think he's mad at me, but it's cool. I'll figure something out.
What'd you do to LeBron?
I didn't, like, do anything to him, but, I walked in on him while he was taking a shit.
Oh.
Wow. You went into the locker room bathrooms.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I mean...
I want to get promoted again. I want to get in those locker room bathrooms so badly, you know? So I've been, like, going in there and, like, shadowing those guys and just, like, trying to figure it out. But LeBron's really private, you know, and I saw him doing some gross stuff.
Whoa, what were his turds like?
I mean, it was, like, one long, hot... snake.
Oh,
wow.
One long hot snake.
That's kind of cool. You should take a picture of that and then put it on Instagram. You get like so many likes or hearts.
Yeah, Lester's got a lot of followers on Instagram.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me go see if I can win him over with my charm. Where are you guys sitting?
The tickets are, we're kind of like in an aisle, I think. I bought them from a friend online. I tried to get, like, the, you know, StubHub is what I went to, but I went to some other site. I got screwed over. I don't really have tickets.
Oh.
But,
So...
Oh, you guys aren't coming into the game?
I thought we were.
I was trying to, but the problem was the tickets were expensive.
Hey, Phoebe, I've got an extra ticket. Do you want to come in with me?
Yeah, Lester.
Great. You want to just wait outside?
Thanks
Jack?
For introducing me to Lester. This is so nice.
Cool.
So you're like the pre-date to the actual date.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll just wait outside. Yo, if you can get a photo of LeBron's turds, please. Lester, think of me.
I can't hear you. I'm walking away with your woman.
Yes.
That date ended. Tragically.
I'm not a good dater. Sorry, I totally ditched you to go look at LeBron's turn.
That would have been. That's a move.
No, that was great.
I can imagine almost no... someone would have to be so attractive on a first date to meet them within a couple of minutes and not just ditch them to go meet LeBron James.
Right, yeah.
I feel like I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know who would have to be, how attractive someone would have to be for me, because I think I would ditch almost anyone on a first date situation.
What if they had a really great sense of humor?
Nope.
No, and I didn't. I mean, in the early goings of that conversation, I was offering very little, so I would have walked away from myself. She's like, yeah, it's cold, got tickets, cool.
That was your character.
Yeah.
No, I know. Well, right.
Jack
but
is a little timid. He killed his wife. He's been through a lot,
yeah.
You know?
Little his photo suggests number. That.
Oh, yeah, the photo was pretty great. That date was sad because Jack got ditched, and you know what else is sad? We have to say goodbye to darling Phoebe Robinson.
Wait, this is over?
It's over. No, it's over before it even began.
You guys, you don't have to say goodbye to Phoebe, because you can check out all things Phoebe Robinson on Blaria.com. You can see her Blaria Live show at the UCB East at 9:30 on the last Tuesday of every month. You can listen to the Blaria podcast and hear more of her sweet voice.
Thank you so much, Phoebe.
Thank you.
Also, you can tweet at us. You got to tweet at Diana Mulcahy. Did I flub?
There's
two more things. Let's get into it. We got at Blaria Blog and also at P. Robinson Comedy. Get
tweet
on Twitter. Tweet at her. Also, All Jane No Dick. It's a all-lady comedy show, which is very clear by the title, which will be in Portland October 16th through the 19th.
Yeah.
That's coming up, guys. Check it
super
out.
Super fun
in
festival.
Portland, Oregon. Diana Kolsky's party town.
Yes. I'll be there in spirit. Tweet at us, like Murph said, at Menage Radio. Check out our website, menageatoilradio.com. Email us at menageatoilradio@gmail.com. We want to thank UCB, and thanks to our darling producer, Ben. Is it Hosley or Hosley?
It's Hosley.
Hosley,
Ben Hosley.
I like that.
That's great.
The Hos. Maybe?
House of Hos. That sounds really cool. That could be a podcast. House of Hos. Right?
I'd
or just Haas, and it's about a prison.
Yeah.
How do you feel about hostile?
Hostile?
Ooh.
Yeah. Hostile.
I love that.
I'm aggressive. Cool.
That's really good.
I also got style.
Yo, I'm aggressive with my style. Shit.
Thanks, guys, though. This has been fun.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Goodbye, LeBron's hot snake.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.